Well, getting back to going to school, I was never a real good student, and I was just a fair athlete. But I played football and basketball and ran some track. At one time, I was pretty fast for dashing, but 220 and something like that. I just didn't have enough air to get all the way around at top speed. My sophomore year in high school, I played first string varsity basketball center. I don't think it was that because I was any good. I was just tall, lean and lanky. And at that time I thought I was good, pretty good, but when I look back at it, I must have been absolutely terrible, or next to terrible. Right after I turned, when I wanted to date anybody in high school, we either walked, I'd walk from my house over to the girl's house, and big thing was going to the movie in Coronado, and then I would walk her home and walk back. And sometimes I usually had a bicycle. Most of the time I bought it myself or got it for Christmas. And I would ride my bicycle over, and sometimes the girls would ride on the crossbar and we would go someplace, but not at night, just during the day. Living in Coronado before World War II, my dad could walk down on the streets in the city, in the business district of Coronado, and probably 80% of the people that he met, the men that he met, he could call them by their first name. He knew all of them, and they knew knew him, especially the policemen and the firemen. And of course, the policeman knew me, and if I got in any trouble across town, well, before I ever got home, the police had already notified my dad, and there was a switch waiting for me. One of the worst things I think we did, a bunch of us went swimming, skinny dipping down right close to where the city hall is now on the bayside. There was a little wharf there, and we used to swim in that bay. And I guess the second time we were down there, somebody called the police, and the police came down and found all our naked bodies, and I was really in deep trouble there, as usual. I told you earlier, all the police in Coronado knew me and knew my dad, and lots of times in the evening, after I had taken the girl home and I was walking to my house at 444 D Avenue, the police car would come by and one of them would roll down the window and say, "Where are you going, Ivan?" I said, "I'm going home." "But get in, we'll give you a ride." So I'd get in the back seat and they would give me a ride right up to the front of my house, and I would get out and thank them very much and go on in the house. I guess that was to keep me out of any more trouble. Oh boy, I was something else. And